بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I know that you have a lot of questions to be answered, and this is one of the easiest way of dodging questions is we're out of time, so and you forget about the question. But inshallah, I'll try my best. After finishing hadith number 4, inshallah, we will try our best to answer as many questions as possible. Hadith number 4, who will read this? Yes, brother.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any one of you performs ablution, he should put water in his nose and then blow it out. And whoever cleans his private parts with stones should do so with odd numbers. And whoever wakes up from his sleep should wash his hands before putting them in the water for ablution, because nobody knows where his hands were during sleep.
Okay, now this hadith mentioned 3 important topics. And I don't know if time would permit, but inshallah we'll try our best. First topic is the ruling on what is known as al-istinshaq wal-istinthar. What is the meaning of istinshaq? It's inhaling. And the hadith clearly states that whoever performs wudu, he should not inhale, blow. So how can I blow water before I? So this is understood from the hadith and from other hadiths. So part of washing the face is that you bring water and you inhale the water up your nostrils through breathing it, doing this. Of course, don't overdo it because you'll drown, but it is sufficient enough to enter the water into this area and then you blow it using your breath again. And this is the sunnah. And the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you wake up, when you perform wudu, you should do this when doing the wudu. But before that, also in other hadiths, we have also rinsing the mouth, madmada. What is that? Getting water, putting it in your mouth, and turning it around your mouth to clean whatever there is, and then spitting it out. So we have this rinsing, and we have inhaling and blowing your nose, part of the sunnah. The majority of scholars say that they are sunnah, not mandatory. Madhab Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal say that it is mandatory. Why? Because throughout the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, never reported to us that he did not do it. On the contrary, in the hadith of Laqit ibn Sabrah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet told him to exaggerate in rinsing your mouth and blowing your nose unless you are fasting. So he told him, exaggerate, baligh, do it a lot, which means that it is something that is mandatory. Now, the first part is the ruling on rinsing your mouth, inhaling the water and blowing it in wudu. Of course, we know part of the etiquettes that we do this when we wake up from sleep. We have to blow our nose 3 times when you wake up from sleep. And the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the shaitan sleeps on your nostrils. So when you wake up, you inhale and blow the water 3 times so that you can remove all of these traces. The second part in the hadith, whoever cleans his private parts with stones should do so with odd numbers. Now people say, cleaning your private parts with stones, what is this? Are we living in a cave in Tora Bora? What are you talking about? Well, listen, this hadith was said when? How many centuries? 15 centuries ago. And where were the people in Europe or in the US or in the Far East? Did they have these luxuries what we have now? No. So this is how the people cleaned themselves. And to find a religion that tells you whenever you urinate or defecate, it is part of your worshiping Allah that you cleanse yourself, you purify yourself, you clean yourself. I don't know of other religions. I know only about mine. But I can see by practice that people don't clean themselves. And if you work somewhere that is un-Islamic, in the laundry, it's a filthy job. But look at the underwears of people without being noticed, because then they will think that you're a pervert. But because this is your job, you go, we have to wash it. You'll find filth. Not with the Muslims. Never. The Muslims' underwears are always as clean as it can be. Why? Because it's part of religion. I cannot pray with traces of urine or traces of feces in my clothes. So Islam tells us that it is part of your religion to clean yourself. It is part of your religion to always be in top form. And part of that is when you answer the call of nature, you purify yourself. And purifying yourself has two ways. Either by using hard substances such as stones, tissue, toilet papers, anything that is hard, or by washing it. And this is the top way of cleaning yourself, by using water. Now, it was reported in Sahih Imam Muslim that the Jews were making fun of Salman al-Farisi. May Allah be pleased with him. And they said, your prophet taught you everything, even how to defecate, even how to answer the call of nature. Where is this? They're making fun. They're saying that your prophet, even this, Salman did not even pay attention to them. He's teaching them our religion. He said, yes, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade us from facing or giving our back to the Qibla, to the Kaaba, when answering the call of nature. And he told us not to touch our private parts with our right hand. And he forbade us from cleaning ourselves with our right hands, or to clean ourselves in less than 3 stones. And whenever we want to stop, we should make that on odd numbers. Islam is a religion that controls everything in your life. It tells you everything you need to know. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that when you use istijmar, which is hard substances, you should use it on what? On witr. What is the meaning of witr? Odd numbers. And what is the meaning of even numbers? Shafa'. Wal-shafi'i wal-watr. Witr is 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, etc. And Allah is witr, one who has no second. And that is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, O people of the Quran, pray witr, because Allah is witr and He loves witr. So the Prophet is saying the Arabic word, وَمَنْ إِسْتَجْمَرَ فَلْيُوتِرْ. Whoever uses hard substances, toilet paper, stones, etc., then he should use it in odd numbers. So if you clean yourself by 4 stones, use a 5th. If you clean yourself in 6 wipes using toilet papers, use the 7th. So you have to have it on that. Is it a must or not? It's recommended. It is not a must, it's recommended. What about water? If I wash myself, do I use also odd numbers? Scholars say no. Because water purifies by itself, it cleans by itself, and it's not a number of wipes, so you clean yourself with water. And when urinating, it's simply enough to pour water after you finish urinating. When you're defecating, it's different. You have to wipe, and you have to follow the sequence that we have just mentioned. And the last and third issue is that the Prophet tells us, whenever you wake up, you have to wash your hands before putting them into the bucket or the utensils. Now one would say, what is this? What is this? Before, centuries ago, people did not have faucets, they did not have tap water. What did they have? They used to fetch water from the well and put it in a container or in a bucket. So people use this water. The Prophet is telling us, when you wake up, do not insert your hands into the bucket. But before you do that, wash your hands from the bucket itself, not inside. And then once your hands are washed, you can do that and take from the bucket as much as you want. Why? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, because you do not know where your hands spend the night. What? I know. Hands were there next to me. What do you mean? He said, no. You, while being asleep, you do not know where your hands go. You might touch your private parts. You might touch something that is impure. And this would not be wise, pollute the water when inserting your hands. So is this the reason only? Yes, and there might be another reason that you don't know what the shaitan did with your hands. We know that he sleeps on the people's nostrils. What does he do with their hands? We do not know. And that is why scholars say, what about if a person goes to bed and before he sleeps, he puts a glove and he ties the glove and he goes to sleep and he wakes up, he takes off the glove. Does he have to wash his hands or can he put his hands in? The scholars say the ruling stays as it is. The Prophet told you to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands. So this is approximately what we need to know. The most important thing is the issue of inhaling water and cleansing your nose by blowing it. We have a break. Stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.